from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Tony and I have a very trusting relationship and very much embodies the advisory title that he has. You know, his experiences are wide-ranging in various roles. You know, sometimes I call him and ask him a question, and you know, perhaps I apply it immediately, or perhaps I wait for a different time, or I just throw it away and move on.
Okay, well then why bother?
Because he wants his advice.
Okay. I just don't... He doesn't seem to believe anything he says. That's the problem I have.
Oh, he believes he's the final boss.
He doesn't really seem to believe what he says. He doesn't sound like someone in charge of something.
No. Maybe that'll come with time. Maybe he'll get more comfortable in the gig and all that stuff. They're not going to tell you the truth about what their plans are.
I don't know that they know what they are.
I wish that they would let White Sox fans off the hook a little bit.
Like, what would do that?
Guys, we're not trying to win. Go about your lives. They're not going to do that. That'd be stupid of them. They're going to continue to try and convince people that they are trying to win. And I don't know how, if you're a White Sox fan, you can look at any of it and say, oh yeah, this is where you're at. If you listen to what White Sox fans have been saying via social media, what they tell us on text when they call in the shows, it's doom. There's not a lot of hope. And where would that hope come from? Like, even if you thought, like, if
they had made a bunch of deals for top prospects, maybe, like soon to be major league ready prospects, instead of these just spins of the wheel, maybe you're thinking 3 years.
Yeah, and you have to take some of the spins of the wheel too. Like, that's part of it. You got to try and get some young athletic guys in your organization. Like, that, I don't have a problem with that. It's just that you're right. If you had a star, not someone where you had to squint and turn your head sideways, a star that you knew was going to be here and be a star, or had the chance to be a star, then you're talking about 3 years. And that's if your owner is willing to spend. The history tells you that this owner is not willing to spend.
Well, that's why I think Mully asked the question about what they would spend on a manager.
I think it's a great question that he asked about that. Because your search can't be exhaustive if you have to eliminate people from the search because you can't afford them. That's not you exhausting all of the possibilities.
He's also put in criteria, and he didn't even defend the criteria of someone from another organization currently in uniform. He didn't really defend it. He just said, well, that's the criteria. Why? Why don't you have a truly exhaustive search? Why not find? He says best fit. Okay, find. That's fine, but that usually means we've already made up our mind and we need somebody who's not going to ruffle feathers or ask difficult questions or make us change what we want to do or spend more money.
Yeah, the spend more money part is kind of what I took from that. The best fit part is someone who we can hire the person that we want at a price that we can afford.
Who's going to allow Tony La Russa to be here and will also know that he has to call Tony La Russa.
He doesn't have to, Dan. He wants to.
No, that's still the guy with the owner's ear. That's the top baseball person in the organization.
Yes, until that changes, it's hard for anyone in a leadership role of the White Sox to act otherwise. And in Pedro's case, he used to go as so far as to say how important Tony was in some of the decisions that he would make, which I think flies in the face of what Chris is talking about. But whatever. Like, it's just, I know that once we get through this cycle, and maybe the cycle ends today, that we're not going to be thinking about the White Sox pretty much at all for a while. And I think that's probably better for everyone involved. But I don't understand. I wish I had an answer to this. I wish that it was easy to understand why they keep falling into this outside of it being a Jerry Reinsdorf thing. I don't know why the smartest people there, and there are plenty of them, haven't either left. And maybe it's because they feel like they can make change from the inside on this. But it just feels doomed. And I don't want to live in the space where I'm wishing for something bad to happen to Jerry Reinsdorf. Like that doesn't feel very good. What I want is for him to realize the reason that he owns a baseball team in the first place, to compete. And if it's already become too much of a burden, then why don't you sell? I don't think any White Sox fan is holding on to, well, it's got to be a Reinsdorf-owned White Sox team. And I know that he, when trying to make the threats about the 78, well, I'm the only thing standing in between you and this team leaving Chicago.
So?
Well, if the team's going to be this, Dan, if this is the way that it's going to be, then why would White Sox fans even want to root for it?
You use the word that I think is key there, burden. Burden. That's what it feels like. Rather than a sense of joy, you're carrying this around with you. Being a White Sox fan is a millstone around your neck. The whole thing, all the history, everything you've shared, it feels like a burden. It's heavy. The little bits of joy. You fired Jason Benetti. The owner decided he didn't like Jason Benetti. The hiring of Tony La Russa, the removal of a beloved broadcaster, objectively great broadcaster, entertaining, nice, funny, everything. For this schmuck, and this is what you do to us, and I'm done carrying the burden.
I decided at the end of last year that I was done carrying the burden. And there were a lot of people who were saying to me, well, how could you do that? Because this doesn't represent me anymore. This is not what I want from my baseball experience anymore. And I know that there are deeper attachments to this team, and I had to fight through them too, that the idea of the White Sox means more than just a baseball team to a lot of people. But that's not being respected. The connection with the South Side is not being respected. And I would say that the power grab that they tried with the 78 is an example of that. All of that history and nostalgia that the White Sox will use to keep fans holding on, for it to be a part of their identity as Southsiders, was usurped when ownership kind of blamed you and the neighborhood for why they can't grow and expand. Why do you want to, if it were a great team, you might want to put up with that, but the worst one?
When we come back, James Feegan will give us all the latest information about who's where and who does what after yesterday's purges, next on The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Tony and I have a very trusting relationship, and very much embodies the advisory title that he has. You know, his experiences are wide ranging in various roles. You know, sometimes I call him and ask him a question, and you know, perhaps I apply it immediately, or perhaps wait for a different time, or I just throw it away and move on.
Okay, well then why bother?
Because he wants his advice.
Okay. I just don't... He doesn't seem to believe anything he says. That's the problem I have.
Oh, he believes he's the final boss.
He doesn't really seem to believe what he says. He doesn't sound like someone in charge of something.
No. Maybe that'll come with time. Maybe he'll get more comfortable in the gig and all that stuff. It just seems they're not going to tell you the truth about what their plans are.
I don't know that they know what they are.
I wish that they would let White Sox fans off the hook a little bit.
Like, what would do that?
Guys, we're not trying to win. Go about your lives. They're not going to do that. That'd be stupid of them. They're going to continue to try and convince people that they are trying to win. And I don't know how, if you're a White Sox fan, you can look at any of it and say, oh yeah, this is where you're at. If you listen to what White Sox fans have been saying via social media, what they tell us on text when they call in the shows, it's doom. There's not a lot of hope. And where would that hope come from? Like, even if you thought, like, if
they had made a bunch of deals for top prospects, maybe, like soon to be major league ready prospects, instead of these just spins of the wheel, maybe look, you're thinking 3 years.
Yeah, and you have to take some of the spins of the wheel too. Like, that's part of it. You got to try and get some young athletic guys in your organization. Like, that, I don't have a problem with that. It's just that you're right. If you had a star, not someone where you had to squint and turn your head sideways, a star that you knew was going to be here and be a star, or had the chance to be a star, then you're talking about 3 years. And that's if your owner is willing to spend. The history tells you that this owner is not willing to spend.
Well, that's why I think Mully asked the question about what they would spend on a manager.
I think it's a great question that he asked about that. Because your search can't be exhaustive if you have to eliminate people from the search because you can't afford them. That's not you exhausting all of the possibilities.
He's also put in criteria, and he didn't even defend the criteria of someone from another organization currently in uniform. He didn't really defend it. He just said, well, that's the criteria. Why? Why don't you have a truly exhaustive search? Why not find? He says best fit. Okay, find. That's fine, but that usually means we've already made up our mind and we need somebody who's not going to ruffle feathers or ask difficult questions or make us change what we want to do or spend more money.
Yeah, the spend more money part is kind of what I took from that. The best fit part is someone who we can hire the person that we want at a price that we can afford.
Who's going to allow Tony La Russa to be here and will also know that he has to call Tony La Russa.
He doesn't have to, Dan. He wants to.
No, that's still the guy with the owner's ear. That's the top baseball person in the organization.
Yes, until that changes, it's hard for anyone in a leadership role of the White Sox to act otherwise. And in Pedro's case, he used to go as so far as to say how important Tony was in some of the decisions that he would make, which I think flies in the face of what Chris is talking about. But whatever, like, it's just, I know that once we get through this cycle and maybe the cycle ends today, that we're not going to be thinking about the White Sox pretty much at all for a while. And I think that's probably better for everyone involved. But I don't understand. I wish I had an answer to this. I wish that it was easy to understand why they keep falling into this outside of it being a Jerry Reinsdorf thing. I don't know why. The smartest people there, and there are plenty of them, haven't either left. And maybe it's because they feel like they can make change from the inside on this. But it just feels doomed. And I don't want to live in the space where I'm wishing for something bad to happen to Jerry Reinsdorf. Like that doesn't feel very good. What I want is for him to realize the reason that he owns a baseball team in the first place, to compete. And if it's already become too much of a burden, then why don't you sell? I don't think any White Sox fan is holding on to, well, it's got to be a Reinsdorf-owned White Sox team. And I know that he, when trying to make the threats about the 78, well, I'm the only thing standing in between you and this team leaving Chicago.
So?
Well, if the team's going to be this, Dan, if this is the way that it's going to be, then why would White Sox fans even want to root for it?
You use the word that I think is key there, burden. Burden. That's what it feels like. Rather than a sense of joy, you're carrying this around with you. Being a White Sox fan is a millstone around your neck. The whole thing, all the history, everything you've shared, it feels like a burden. It's heavy. The little bits of joy. You fired Jason Benetti. The owner decided he didn't like Jason Benetti. The hiring of Tony La Russa, the removal of a beloved broadcaster, objectively great broadcaster, entertaining, nice, funny, everything. For this schmuck, and this is what you do to us, and I'm done carrying the burden.
I decided at the end of last year that I was done carrying the burden. And there were a lot of people who were saying to me, well, how could you do that? Because this doesn't represent me anymore. This is not what I want from my baseball experience anymore. And I know that there are deeper attachments to this team, and I had to fight through them too, that the idea of the White Sox means more than just a baseball team to a lot of people. But that's not being respected. The connection with the South Side is not being respected. And I would say that the power grab that they tried with the 78 is an example of that. All of that history and nostalgia that the White Sox will use to keep fans holding on, for it to be a part of their identity as Southsiders, was usurped when ownership kind of blamed you and the neighborhood for why they can't grow and expand. And why do you want to, if it were a great team, you might want to put up with that, but the worst one?
When we come back, James Feegan will give us all the latest information about who's where and who does what after yesterday's purges, next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.